what was it about the Eagles that made it the right decision long term? I mean, outside of growing up as a fan and that whole thing where, you know, you could possibly play your entire career for one team and it's the team you grew up playing for, but specifically this situation here, what made it right?
First and foremost, it was, you know, just, you know, Mr. Lori, Howie, like, you know, majority of the building, like, these are good dudes, you know. And then, you know, you got, you know, Fletcher Cox, you know, Benny Logan, you know, Jason Peters, you know, these are guys that are going to be my friends long when I can't play football no more, you know. And it was just like, damn, do you chase the money or do you just, you know, put up a chance to be happy, you know what I mean? I'm not saying I wouldn't have been happy somewhere else, but it was just the fact of, you know what, I started clean slate, you know, and then the change of defensive scheme, you know, was a big part. So it was just a whole different things all stirred in one pot.
So when did you start leading the huddles before games?
Going into New England game, man, you know, Malcolm thought it was time for me to bring it out. So it was pretty funny, but serious. And you see that from breaking down the huddle carried over to that whole game, man. Definitely. It was a great feeling.
But you had to find it within you to do it. That's not something you can't just ask any guy in a locker room to do. It's got to be someone.
This is what I do, man. Yeah, this is who I am. This is what I do. I'm a very hyper person. And, you know, I say on the count of three, we all we got, 4, 5, 6, 2 claps in the big flag just to let it loose. Woo.
What's going to come out next? What's the next thing you're going to add to it? Can you tell us?
You got to feel it, man. You got to feel it. You just can't, you know, you got to feel that. You know, you can't fake the funk.